with Rita Steele on 95BFM.
We've actually got a special guest on the phone this evening. We've got Dr. Mels Barton from the Tree Council. Hello.
Kia ora.
Kia ora.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Well, I think we're good, but I feel like you're going to tell us some sort of stuff that's going on with the trees around town.
Yeah, it's not good news.
Right.
I'll tell you a little bit about the Tree Council, who we are.
Go on.
We're a charitable organisation, been around since 1986. And we basically lobby for better protection of trees, both nationally and in Auckland. And, yeah, last week we went to the council's planning meeting because they were talking about the schedule of protected trees, of notable trees,
right,
which is a part of the unitary plan. And it's a very special list of 6,000 most important heritage trees in Auckland. And these trees are on both private land and public land. So they're scattered all over the city. And these are the best of the best.
Right.
These are the most historic, the largest, the rarest,
okay,
the most special examples of their species or whatever.
This list has probably been going for a while, right? If it,
The schedule list of scheduled trees was inherited from the previous councils.
Right, right.
And when we had general tree protection in the Resource Management Act, so that all trees over a certain size were protected, then the schedule really just represented the creme de la creme, okay, the most important trees. But since 2012, when general tree protection was removed by the national government from the RMA, we basically have almost no tree protection whatsoever other than the schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And the significant ecological areas, which are a zoning in the unitary plan. And that's a problem. Mm. It's a massive problem because the schedule was never, ever designed or meant to be some kind of replacement for general tree protection.
Mm.
But now it is pretty much the only way that we have to protect trees on private land.
I was about to say, are the trees on private land, most of them, is it?
They vary a lot.
Right, right.
They're all over the place, the scheduled trees. A lot of them are on private land, but a lot of them are on public land as well, either on road reserve or in parks. But a lot of them are on private land. And obviously, if you've got a scheduled tree on your property, that's a really special thing.
Mm, yeah.
Because this is a public asset. It's something that the entire city has deemed special enough to put it on this particular list. So it has legal protection, and it can't be significantly trimmed or removed without consent.
Can you get the government to like do a little bit of trim of it if you need to, or do you have to?
You can get it trimmed, but you can only trim a small amount per year, just for maintenance purposes. So you can maintain the tree, and you know all trees need work; they don't just look after themselves.
Yeah.
If you've got them in your garden, then you know, you have to deadwood them and that sort of thing to look after them. Mm. So you can do that kind of thing to a scheduled tree, but if you wanted to significantly prune it or remove it, then you would need a resource consent. And the Tree Council goes to hearings and as far as the Environment Court often to defend scheduled trees that people want to remove.
Mm. So when you think about it, 6,000 trees is not very many when you are considering the size of Auckland. Mm.
That's right, it's not very many.
Mm.
And although some of those scheduled items will be for more than one tree, say a group of trees, in general, but we also know that there are massive errors in the schedule. So it may not be 6,000 items anymore,
maybe
significantly less than that. But anyway, we could call it 6,000 trees. As you say, not very many.
Is there a common, like most common tree in that sort of collection?
I don't actually know the answer to that question, but I would say Pohutukawa probably way up there.
Right on,
And also Norfolk Island pines.
Mm, okay.
There's a lot of those very large ones, which, you know, many of the oldest ones go back right to the first settlers because that's who brought them here.
Wow. Mm.
Now, has the Tree Council been trying to add another 500 or so trees to the schedule?
Well, not us specifically, but people, you know, ratepayers, over the last few years since the unitary plan was in, have been nominating trees that they feel qualify for the schedule. And the scheduling criteria are very strict, and it's an extremely high bar to pass as a scheduled tree. And you need to get the landowner's permission. So So over the last few years, people have been nominating trees that they think qualifies for the schedule with landowners' permission,
right.
And the council has been collecting those nominations and keeping them on somebody's desk for the point in time when they were going to do a plan change to the unitary plan and add those trees to the schedule.
Okay.
Now, what happened last, and there's 587 nominations that they've received.
Mm.
And what happened last Thursday was that decision as to whether they were going to spend the money to do that plan change, which would cost $871,000, because it has to be a public process with submissions. Obviously, there's 587 items, so that's potentially 587 submissions if you were going to do one for each item. It has to be a public process with hearings, with independent commissioners. It would probably go on for about a year, I would say, the process. So it is a significant amount of bureaucracy in
just
order to
protect,
do a plan change for
just
that.
Just to protect these particular trees.
Sorry, say that
just
again?
Just to protect these particular trees.
To legally protect them, yes. Because at the moment, even though they may qualify for scheduling, until they appear in writing in that schedule, in the unitary plan, through a plan change, they have no protection whatsoever, and anyone could go out and cut them down.
Is that
and
happening?
That's exactly what's happening.
Yeah, right. Okay, are people kind of making the most of this? Sort of government switch over faux pas?
No, because the majority of these trees at the moment will have been nominated by the person who owns the land, who wants to protect them in perpetuity. And so these people are not going to be very happy about the fact that the councillors have decided that this is not an important thing for them to spend our money on. That's the point here.
Mm-hmm.
They've just decided not to prioritise this work, which has been waiting to be done for years. This is not something that is new.
Right.
This is something that we have been lobbying them about for the last 3 years.
Yeah, well, asking everyone to do it and then kind of not going through with it is a bit of a muck around, isn't it?
It's appalling. It's a total dereliction of duty.
Do we have numbers on what the what the council is planting in the way of trees? Like, have they got, like, what is the plan? What is their, like, overall?
Oh, well, you
how
know,
do they keep tabs on things?
Million,
you know?
Trees planting program, but
right.
You know, we're talking about trees that qualify for scheduling here.
Mm.
They're multiple hundreds of years old. They may be the only example of their species in the region. They may be it may have been planted by some historic person. These trees are the best trees in the region. You cannot replace them with, I don't know, it doesn't matter how many saplings. You can't replace them.
Yeah.
And the council have decided that this is not something that they care enough about to put our money into.
Mm. What's
even
the next
though
step,
the
then?
Chair of the Finance Committee actually reminded them all that money is always available, you just need to decide what your priorities
exactly,
are.
Exactly. And I'm not good at maths, but I think 800 probably isn't actually
probably 800,000 nothing to the council.
Is probably not too much in the way of like a natural resources that is trees.
No, it's not very much to protect these heritage items, because let's call them that, they are that, to protect these heritage items in perpetuity for future generations.
Yes,
I think less than $1 million is a bargain.
Yeah.
And given that, we are losing mature trees on private land hand over fist every single day across Auckland as intensification occurs.
What's
They've
the plan
got no
then?
Protection.
Where to from here?
Where to from here? Well, that's a very good question.
Yeah, sorry, I mean...
We actually don't know where to from here.
Yeah, it's a bit scary,
because
isn't
unless
it?
The council decide to change their mind and prioritise protecting these trees, which, you know, they've got on their desk. These have been through a process. These are not just pie in the sky or somebody's dreamed it up today. Well, maybe we'll go and look for them. These are ones they've actually had through as nominations, and they're sitting on somebody's desk. And that person has got reasonable assumption that is going to be processed and protected by the council. It's a reasonable thing for you to assume when you've made that nomination, that's what's going to happen. And these councillors actually need to take responsibility for the fact they've turned around to all of those people and said, nah, we're not going to bother.
Damn.
Is there anything that the public can do?
Yeah, write to your local councillor.
Going to say,
write
I've got Chloe's
to your
phone
ward
number.
Councillor.
I was wondering how long it was going to be till we start hassling Chloe about everything.
Write to your ward councillor. Tell them that you want these trees scheduled. And in fact, what you also want is for the schedule to be opened up to new nominations. Mm. Because some of these nominations are years old. They might already have been cut down, these trees. They've been waiting so long for someone to protect them. And there'll be other ones out there that need to be protected, that deserve to be protected. And until the government changes the law and gives us general tree protection back, these trees, along with every other tree on private land, are so vulnerable. They can be cut down. There is nobody keeping count of how many trees we are losing every day in this city.
How do we teach people?
By the time we all wake up, it's going to be way too late.
Yeah. How do we teach people foresight in this sort of?
Yeah. Well, that's a hard thing.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, we've had a number of incidents this year where trees have really come to the forefront, and what's still going on at Canal Road pretty much tells you how disgraceful our tree protection measures are in this country. That you could lose 46 mature natives off a site that's actually identified by the council as a site of historic interest because of the trees.
And then it's our brand as well. Like we do, you know, we're off
saying. Well, apparently.
You know.
But, you know, that apparently that's paper thin and we don't really care about it enough to put our money where our mouth is. And that is what is disappointing me, you know. The councillors have got and passed the Urban Nahiri Strategy, which tells them that protection of mature trees is the most important thing that they should be doing. That's council policy.
Right.
And yet,
fucking hell.
It's all tied into climate change and that sort of stuff, isn't it?
That's right. And the Climate Change Action Framework, which again recognises that mature trees hold a hell of a lot of carbon and we should be retaining them. And they get an opportunity to protect them, some of the largest and most special trees in Auckland. And what do? Nah. In fact, they couldn't even be bothered, some of them, to read the agenda report and work out how much it was going to cost them. Because in the discussion, they didn't know what they were talking about. It was quite off. Obviously, they didn't know what they were talking about. They were not taking it seriously. I was disgusted, quite frankly, with the behaviour of some of those councillors.
Mm. All right, so if people want to get involved or learn more about it, is the best point...
Tree Council?
Yep, you can come to our website. But I think if you want the council to take action over scheduled trees, write to your local councillor and do it now.
Right.
Send them an email. Their contact details are all on the council website. And tell them that you want them to schedule these trees using your money. That's what you pay your rates for, folks. Mm. Let's get it spent on what you want. It's all about priorities. It's not about the fact that there isn't enough money.
Ka pai. Mels Barton, thanks so much for taking time to have a chat with us. So we'd love to have you back at some point and see
where this has gotten to. My pleasure.
Right on. Cheers.
Thanks. Bye.
That was Sustainin' Alive on 95 BFM.